And now, ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure to introduce our master of ceremonies.
Hi, folks, this is Dean Martin. Well, once again, I see Jerry isn't here on time. However, this time I know why he's late. You see, he took a physical examination this morning, and the doctor told him to watch his stomach. So he's been sitting in front of a mirror all day long. And while they're trying to pry him away, I'd like to kick around a bit of a I wish I was.
Wish I was a swinging, clinging vine. Wish I was a swinging, clinging vine. If I was a swinging, clinging vine, I'd only cling to the gal of mine. Wish I was a swinging, clinging vine. Hi-ho, fiddly-dee, tell you what I'd like to be. Hi-ho, fiddly-dee, here is what I dream I'd like to be. Wish I was a fuzzy, wuzzy fox. Wish I was a fuzzy, wuzzy fox. If I was a fuzzy, wuzzy fox, I'd never have to change my socks. I wish I was a fuzzy, wuzzy fox. Hi-ho, fiddly-dee, tell you what I'd like to be. Hi-ho, fiddly-dee, here's what I dream I'd like to be. Wish I was an apple on a tree. Wish I was an apple on a tree. If I was an apple on a tree, a girl come along and take a bite of me. Well, I wish I was an apple on a tree. Wish I was the sun up above. Wish I was a sun up above. If I was some way up above, I'd shine right down on the one I love. I wish I was the sun up above.
Ah, thank you, folks. Now,
I wish I was an apple on a tree.
So, Lana, let's keep it quiet.
Keep it quiet? What's the matter? Is this a hospital zone?
Jerry, you try my patience.
Okay, I'll try your patience, but you'll have to try my little thin hot cake.
You're an idiot.
Me? An idiot?
Yes, you!
Nuclear fission with Oppenheimer, relativity with Einstein, theories with Darwin, and you call me an idiot?
Well, aren't you?
Well, yeah.
Figure. Now, look, Jerry, I made up my mind. No more arguments.
You can say that again, buddy. One more fight and I'll be the last. I got another singer warming up, and he's pretty good.
Yeah, what's his name?
Joe Stafford.
Joe Stafford. Oh, she's a girl.
Listen, Dean, when are you going to realize that I'm a pretty important guy?
Jerry, any impression you may have entertained as to your personal value is entirely irregular, irrelevant, and immaterial.
Well,
they're suing you again. You've been in court.
Gone far enough.
It sure has, and just for that, you can't hear a song I wrote for you.
Wrote a song for me? Go ahead, sing it for me.
No.
Oh, come on.
Coax me, give me your hoppy badge.
Jerry, I'm waiting.
Okay, here it is.
Charm enchanted evening.
Oh, wait a minute, you wrote that song by yourself?
Well, not exactly. My friend Herbie helped me. He plays the drums.
Information, that song was written by Rodgers and Hammerstein.
Did they tell you they wrote that song?
I never met Rodgers and Hammerstein, but...
So you'd rather take the word a total stranger.
Sorry, Jerry, you wrote the song, okay? It's your song.
Why do you lie?
Jerry, will you please drop the whole thing? Let's get on with the show. Who's our first guest?
Say, I have an idea. Instead of having a guest here, why don't you and I do a thing to get a boat?
All right, ladies. ladies and gentlemen, Jerry and I give you our impression of a father trying to put his small son to bed.
Little man, you're crying.
I'm only 2 years old. I'm entitled.
I know why you're blue.
They're sand in my talcum powder.
Someone took your kitty cat away.
It was Mother. She's hated me for years.
Better go to sleep now.
I can't. I'm on the night shift.
Little man, you've had a busy day.
Quite busy. I was up at 5, burned down the garage, pushed grandma into the garbage disposal, cut paper dolls out of the living room rug. I was due at 10 o'clock, and I've been loafing all day.
You've been playing soldier.
Who's playing? We're shipping out tonight.
The battle has been won.
It was easy. I used real bullets.
The enemy is out of sight.
They just haven't any guts.
Come along there, soldier.
Take your filthy hands off me.
Put away your gun.
Just one shot at Mother.
The war is over for tonight.
That's what you think. I set a time bomb on the Herbie's crib.
Time to stop your scheming.
Someone has to think around here. Good heavens, if I left things up to you last week, you didn't even heat the milk.
Time your day was through.
It ain't even dark yet, Dad.
Can't you hear the bugle softly say?
Do you really think that bugle talk?
Time you should be dreaming.
I'll have a nightmare. I just saw Uncle Milty.
Little man, you slipped that in on me. You have a busy day.
I'm getting sleepy. Little man, you have a busy
day. Folks, our guest tonight is a man Jerry and I have admired since before the start of our own careers. His name has been magic in show business for so long that it isn't really necessary for me to say any more than, ladies and gentlemen, Bing Crosby.
Thanks a lot, Dean. You're very sweet.
Well, that's okay, Bing. Everybody knows that when it comes to crooning, you're the daddy of them all.
Oh, I'm no kin of Mel Torme's now. I'm borrowing. Well, I've got four up-and-coming groaners who call me Pappy.
Yeah, and I hear they work with you now and then.
I trapped Gary once, got him in to make a platter with me called Samsung.
Bing, what say I do a fast course of Samsung with you?
Well, Dean, that song is strictly a family deal.
Adopt me.
I'd rather have Bullethead. Where'd he go? Okay, let's make it good and low, though. Don't sing too loud, because if Gary hears me, I'm cooked.
All right.
A happy tune you'll love to croon. They call it Samsung. Catchy as can be, this melody. They call it Samsung. Nothing on your mind, and then you'll find you're humming Samsung. Why, it makes you grin. Gets under your skin, as only a song can do. People that you meet out on the street, all whistling Samsung. Everyone you see will soon agree, it's such a grand song. So forget your troubles, wear a smile as full of head back. You'll find you'll never go wrong. They do this happy tune. They call it Samsung. Now we have
have a musical interpolation by Mr. Dino Martini, who comes to us through the courtesy of Chico's Lasagna Parlor. Dino?
Here's a happy tune
that will bring you a smile all the while when you croon that you're really in style
and the title the same song. Catchy as can be
with a slight little beat in
this
the morning.
This boy digs the stuff
in your feet and the title is Samsung.
Nothing on your mind
but the news of the day and the bills you will pay will keep his hair turning gray but you're still humming fast.
You continue.
But it makes you grin. Get under your skin.
It's more solo than I ever
can do.
A people that you meet.
Hello, Joe, what you know? And you remind me of motel and business is slow, but I'm whistling Samsung.
Everyone you see
has a story to tell or a gimmick to sell with a greeter that's well and that's really grand.
Don't forget your troubles and wear a smile. And you'll find you never go wrong.
You learn to croon like a lark in the park who is making his mark, serenading the dark with a chorus of sang, sang.
Song felt mighty good.
Oh, there's nothing like loosening up the old time.
Hey,
Dean, really
you know what? Hey, you didn't tell me your father was coming.
Say, this is Bing Crosby.
Who are you kidding? He's Bing Crosby, I'm Frankie Lane.
Ah, you better show him, Bing.
When the blue of the night meets the gold of the day.
Well, what do you say, Jeff?
She's a girl! He's ever called me!
Dean, how long you been working with this monkey on a stick you got over?
Just a minute, Crosby. I don't happen to like it, see? So I didn't know it was you. This is so terrible. I didn't recognize you without your partner.
What do you mean, partner, Junior? I do a single.
What about the guy that says, "Oh, are you, me lad? Top of the morning, me lad.
Oh, you mean Barry Fitzgerald?
No, you mean Barry Fitzgerald. Jeff, be nice. Bing is our guest. Besides, you boys have something in common.
What could this be, Bing?
Well, you both have a son named Gary.
Hey, Bing, you got a son named Gary, too?
What, you never heard of Gary Crosby? He's my oldest boy, 18 years old, brings in a lot of loot with his records. Be aware. Come alive.
Boy, oh, boy. Money sure goes to money. About. I think it's a shame. His 18 makes all that money. My Gary's 6 years old. He lays around the house all day like a bum. Never been.
Bing, with all your money, why don't you just buy yourself a nice little continent and settle down?
That's a question you'll have to ask my brother Everett,
Dean. Yeah, what's with this brother Everett deal? How come he manages all your affairs? Who chose him, boss?
Well, it's a law. It's a long story, fellas. It all started way back when we were kids. Brother Bob and I were kind of close, but Everett... Well, Everett, he was a lot like you, Jerry.
You mean he was jerky?
He was a little mixed up, let's put it that way. I remember back in high school, Everett was sort of mother's pet. Much for family gab fest, but when you call, why, just think of me as your ever-listening boy.
Bing Crosby. Now, where on earth did you develop that horrible, lazy manner of speech?
Oh, it's not too bad, Ma. I guess it just springs from a lackadaisical attitude and a relaxed approach to life.
Good heavens, Robert. You're beginning to sound just like your brother Bing. Well, I certainly hope Everett hasn't been affected.
Don't worry about me, Ma. I still...
Tell the truth. Is Everett really one of us?
Of course he isn't. You know better than that. We were brought by the stork. He came by bat.
Now, stop that. I want you boys to get along. Because from now on, you're going to work together as a singing trio.
I don't want to be a singer, Ma. I'm studying animal husbandry.
Yeah, let him go, Ma. He'll make some animal a great husband.
mind is made up. Now, let's hear how your voices sound together. Bing, you start with row, row, row your boat, and you two join in.
A row, row, row your boat.
A row, row, row your boat.
He opened a vein or something. No, Everett's murder. Besides, I want to do a single.
How can you do a single? You sound like every other single. You don't have no style.
What do you mean I haven't got no style? You take that back or I'll let you have it.
I said it and I'm glad. You got no style.
Well, you asked for it.
Why, Bing Crosby, how dare you hit your brother? There, Everett. You almost hit him.
Everett said you made a boo-boo.
It's not too bad. I made a boo-boo.
You made a boo-boo.
I made a boo-boo.
Listen, he's got a new style of singing.
You're right.
Crazy.
Bing Crosby, from now on, I hope you realize that you owe your brother everything.
Yeah, and that's what I'm going to get. Everything.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just heard the humble beginnings of the Crosby story. The rest is history. And today, in the busy little town of Crosbyville, where Crosby Boulevard meets Crosby Lane next to the Crosby National Bank, on the 18th floor of the Crosby Building situated high in the Crosby Hills, sitting at his huge Crosby desk, is the fabulous Everett Crosby.
Crosby Enterprises, Bing makes it, Everett takes it. Who's calling? Walking in, okay, put him on. What is it, Harry? National debt. Look, kid, I hate to turn you down, but $2 billion don't grow on trees, you know. Are you kidding? Bing's got to work a month for that kind of dough. I'm sorry, Harry. Harry, you don't have to get sore about it, Harry. Harry! Well, if that's the way you're going to be, all right for you in 52.
Who is it? It's me, your brother Bing.
Well, shove the money under the door and blow it.
Well, I brought brother Bob to see you.
Shove him under the money. You to leave.
Oh, Everett, is that a nice way to talk to your brothers?
Oh, I'm just ruthless.
And I'm penniless. Listen, Everett, I'm real short of this stuff. Could you let me have a few bucks, huh?
What did you do with the money I gave you yesterday?
I spent it.
You spent it? I gave you $15 million.
Yeah, but a man's got to live.
Now, Ben, you have to assert yourself with this boy. I don't like to see you get pushed around like this. Speak up.
You have rights. Look, Ev, I sing on records, I make money. I sing in movies, I make money. I sing on the radio, I make money. All I do is sing and make money. I hear the singing, but I don't see the money.
So we're even. I see the money, and I don't hear the singing.
Fellas, there's only one thing to do. Let's go back to Mother's idea and form a trio. No more argument.
Right. Brother Bob, you just made the suggestion of the night.
You mean you'll let me sing with you?
Yes.
Oh, this will be Cardinal Peachy and Keen.
While we're three Crosby brothers who made our way.
I'm Bing.
I'm Bob.
I'm Everett.
We're three Crosby brothers and we're here to say.
Bing.
Bob.
I carved a niche. I play my sax at the proper pitch.
But I get the money. Ho, ho, I'm rich.
I'm Bing.
I'm Bob.
Jerry and I have been partners and buddies for over 5 years now, and it's been a wonderful period for both of us. Lots of laughs and lots of good luck. Seems like only yesterday that we were sitting in the small club listening to a tiny little band and talking about our dreams and hopes for the future. Neither one of us were setting the world on fire. My singing just about kept me in coffee and cigarettes, and Jerry's record act just about kept him in milk and funny books. And suddenly, one of us had a brainstorm. And I'll be darned if either of us can remember which one it was, but it was right at that moment that we decided to try our luck as a team. And it always seemed symbolic that as we shook hands, the tiny little band was playing,
"You may not be an angel, cause angels are so few. But until the day that one comes along, I'll spend long with you. I'm looking for an angel to sing my love song to. And until the day that one comes along, I'll spend long. You do have, just make me love you more. You may not be an angel, but still I'm sure that you
good for a fairly new pair of pipes. I don't mind saying, I think you're a comer.
I like it, too, but you know something, Bing? I really do like your style of talking. No kidding. It's contagious, too, like the mumps. Right, Bing?
Oh, I don't know.
I've heard voices in my time, but Bing has a certain amount of careless charm that simply fascinates the unsuspecting masses. However, I can't really say I find it contagious.
No, I guess it's not too contagious. Just one of those loose-lipped dragons that try to topple off the top. Well, a man's got to be wrong sometime. I guess it's my turn. No, being the way you're talking, you're going to change.
You know, Bing, certainly was nice having you with us tonight.
Yeah, and don't forget, Bing, we're going to be paying you a visit real soon, too.
Right. I'll see you then, fellas.
Good night, Bing. Right. Thank you.
Good night, Bing. Until we meet all you folks out there again, this is Dean Martin.
And Jerry Lewis saying, don't forget, we appear on radio through the courtesy of Hal Wallace Productions, producers of our new picture, soon to be released, Sailor Beware. Good night, everybody.
Good night. God bless you.
From Hollywood, your just heard transcribed the Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis Show, written by Ed Simmons and Norman Lear, produced and directed by Dick Mack, with music under the direction of Dick Stabile. Brought to you by Anderson for fast relief of pain and headache, neuritis and arthritis, and by Chesterfield, which brings you the greatest lineup of talent in radio and television history. Fred Allen, Arthur Godfrey, Bob Hope, Bing Crosby, Jerry Lester, Perry Como, and Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis.